I'm going to read our quote for tonight's study circle. Don't be helpless and weak. The divinity you have as the core of your being, you ignore. At the same time, you seek it in others. That is the tragedy. You insult yourself by feeling helpless, weak, and inferior. Cowardice and self-condemnation. These do not become a spark of the divine flame. Your truth, or satya, can be discovered by you by a little exercise of true wisdom. Satya Sai speaks volume 2.
متن ستسانگ جلسه سای بابا در رینو ترجمه شده و در تلگرام گذاشته شده. ضعف و ناتوانی. الهیت در ذات هستی شما قرار دارد. شما از آن غافل هستید و در این حال در دیگران به دنبال آن می گردید و این قسمت غم‌انگیز ماجراست. شما با ناتوان و ضعیف و حقیر دانستن خود به خود توهین می کنید. ترسویی و سرزنش کردن خود، این دو به هیچ وجه به جرقه آتش الهی بدل نمی شوند. حقیقت شما یا ساتیا می تواند با اندکی تمرین خرد حقیقی توسط شما کشف شود. از گفته های سای بابا.
To think about this quote and how we can apply this wisdom to our own lives, if we even understand it. Does anybody have anything they want to share? در این هفته گذشته از همه خواستم که در مورد این quote فکر کنن و ببینن که چجوری میتونن از این خرد استفاده کنن در زندگی روزمره‌شون. یا حتی اگر این خیرت رو می فهمن. Nobody's going to share. I want to start with the first sentence. The divinity you have is the core of your being, you ignore. At the same time, you seek it in others. That is the tragedy. Who can relate to that? Do you need a microphone? What does that mean for each of you?
When he says you seek it in others, I'm not sure, like, if he's meaning that you look to others to be better than you, or if he's talking about like you're seeking it in a guru. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
گفتم که خط اول و آخرش که میگه دنبال اون الهیت میگردی در دیگران نمیدون، مطمئن نیستم منظورشون چیه، که همون الهیتی که دنبالش میگردی واسه گروه، یا اینکه مثلا میخوای الهیت رو در بقیه ببینی. مطمئن نبودم منظور چیه.
I don't think he's talking about the guru.
Yeah. Because in the next line he says it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
So that can't be tragedy.
So let's rule that out. And move on. فکر نکنم در مورد گروه صحبت میکنه. پس در این صورت در مورد چی صحبت میکنه؟ یا درک و فهم خودمون از زندگی خودمون چیه؟ What is our understanding of this, if we can relate to it? Where have we seen this in our lives?
I think each one of us, even though we didn't understand, like maybe the divinity, we were looking for something beyond this world. That's why we are here. That's why we were looking for something. There are so many people that are, they might be miserable or happy, or they think that this is life. Okay, so one day you were born and this is life, and then you live your life, and then one day you die. But us who are sitting in this room, we didn't think so. So we might not actually understand that wisdom, but we know that this is not the whole thing, at least. من میگم که شاید ما دقیقا اون الهیت رو نمیدونستیم، شاید اون خرد نبوده، ولی همه ما که الان اینجا نشستیم مسلماً یه فرقی با همه آدم‌هایی که فکر میکنن خب زندگی اینه، یه روزی به دنیا میای، زندگی تو زندگی میکنی، حالا هرچی، بعدم یه روزی میمیری. ولی ما که تو این راه هستیم، پس حتما فکر این برامون بوده که یه چیز دیگه وجود داره، این نیست، این نمیتونه واقعا حقیقت داشته باشه. ولی شاید خب دقیقا اون خرد رو نداشت، یا من راجع به خودم صحبت میکنم، نداشتم که بدونم دقیقا اون الهیت در وجود منه یا من الهیتم.
Anyone else? Where can you relate to this in your life, every day? Or not, or maybe you don't.
I was going to say, like, that part with the, how you seek it in others, like, how you always, despite what I said earlier, but, like, you're always looking in the bazaar for something to give you that satisfaction or that peace or that joy or the happiness and all those things, and you get disappointed every single time because you're trying to seek that which you can't seek in the other people in the bazaar. You're trying to get it from them, and then you end up being disappointed every single time until you realize more and more exactly where you can get that kind of joy and peace and happiness and satisfaction. من گفتم که اون قسمتی که میگه که دنبال الهیت در بقیه میگردی، مثل که همش دنبال همون صلح یا عشق یا شادی اینا در دیگران میگردی، بعد همیشه هم میزنن تو ذوقت، همیشه ناراحتت میکنن چون هیچ وقت نمیتونن اونو بهت بدن تا اینکه بفهمی که واقعا نمیتونی، که هیچ چیز دیگه بغیر از الهیت نمیتونه اونو بهت بده.
He says you insult yourself by feeling helpless, weak, and inferior. I was a person that always asked everybody's advice on anything and everything, especially if it had to do with my kids or at work. And the other day I was talking to somebody, and almost as a habit I said, oh, I don't know what to do about this, and then I stopped because I did know what to do. But that reminds me of this. That I was always looking for an answer in a place where the answers were so variable and really not that helpful. And I don't even know if the answers that were being given to me helped anybody before me or helped the person who told me the answer. And that's what this reminded me of, this first part. من یادمه که همیشه در مورد مخصوصا بچه داری از همه سوال میکردم. میشستیم و مثلا میگفتم تو در مورد این چی کار میکنی؟ در مورد اون چی کار میکنی؟ این کود اولین قسمتش منو به اون من یاد اون رو انداخت. از همه میخواستم نصیحت بگیرم، اما چند روز پیش به عنوان عادت دهنم رو باز کردم که یه چیزی رو بپرسم، دیدم نه خودم میدونم میخوام چی کار کنم. ولی قبلا همیشه این جواب، این نصیحت رو از اون دیگران میخواستم و دیگران هم معلوم نیست که چقدر محکم بودن، قوی بودن در نصیحتاشون.
حالا که اینو گفتی، as you said this, why you relate, because you had this experience, why you, how you relate to that Baba said you insult yourself. Mm-hmm. How you insult yourself with asking these questions from others?
That's a great question. فارسی شما
گفت؟ من گفتم نمیفهم این این که بابا میگه به خودت توهین میکنی، به خودت اهانت میکنی، حالا که تو این اکسپریانس رو داری منظورت چیه؟ که یعنی چجوری با این ارتباط برقرار میکنی و چجوری درکش میکنی که یعنی چجوری به خودت اهانت میکنی؟
اگر دوباره اون نصیحت رو میپرسیدم یا سوال رو میپرسیدم، I feel like if I did that I would be turning my back on what I was given. That's a true confidence. It's a real place to stand. Why would I turn my back on that and again grasp for all these straws? I did that for so many years. It's insulting. That's how I could relate to this quote. به جواب بابک گفتم که در این اگزمپلی که خودم دادم چرا پشتم بکنم به اون
اعتماد نفسی که
اعتماد نفس واقعی که داده شد به هم در از واقعا توهینه. It is an insult.
I guess he's talking about the war that is taking place within ourselves. Like getting good thoughts from others is I consider it as good, because like if I don't know something, I'm getting an advice, or like I ask and I get to that. But within myself, even though I get those good thoughts, we don't believe in ourselves. There is always the war between the good and the bad. Sometimes if we do a small mistake, like everyone in this room, we are like God-fearing person, and I believe that we never do big things. But even when we do a small things, we feel guilty of it, and we just think of it again and again.
سرینیا میگه که به نظر من داره در مورد این جنگی که داخل هممون اتفاق میافته صحبت میکنه، که همش یا خوب میبینیم یا بد. اگه یکی یه چیز خوب بگه، یه فکر خوبی بده، این خوبه. اما درست نفهمیدم.
گفتش که مثلا خوبه که کمک بگیرم وقتی یه چیزی رو نمیدونم، جوابش رو نمیدونم، ولی اون چیزی که در درونمه گفتش که مثلا همیشه هست و اون تکون خوردنی نیست.
همیشه هست و تکون خوردنی نیست.
نه اینه نگفت. گفتش که اشکالی نداره که یک کنسه خوب بگیریم. پرابلم گرفتاری در داخل خود ماست که فکرهای بد میکنیم و خودمون رو کوچیک میکنیم.
Can you give me an example? I want to understand it better.
Like even if I take myself, I forget to identify the good in myself. Like I don't appreciate me for the good I do. But if I do a small mistake, I just take it as a, like I just think it again and again, and I feel guilty. And if something happens to me, I relate it to with that I'm not doing good. I'm improper in that way. But I fail to believe that being under his fold, like I fail to recognize my goodness.
خواهش کردم که برام توضیح بده. گفتش که من با خوبی که درون من وجود داره هم‌هویت نمی‌کنم. اما اگه یه اشتباه کوچیکی بکنم، کلی خودم رو سرزنش میکنم، دوباره فکر تکرار میشه برام و احساس گناه میکنم. من اون خوبی که درون من وجود داره رو تشخیص نمیدم.
I just wanted to say, like, in addition to what you said, something I understood now is when we're just wanting to make conversation or to get advice from someone, because that's sometimes I feel like we do that just to fill in these like empty moments, to make a conversation, to try to make ourselves look good to that person. And I just realized, like, when we do that, we go unconscious, because we're foregoing all the wisdom and all the different things, and we're going with the old habit and with what they expect from us to make in this conversation and in this dialogue, where it's not even necessary. Like, we almost get nervous just to fill in those little empty moments with something to say. آیدا گفتش که یه چیزی که رادا گفت به یادم افتاد که وقتی که خیلی میخواییم مثلا نصیحت از دیگران بگیریم، یا مثلا وقتی که با هم باشون نشستیم، آدمایی که تو راه هستن، بقیه توی بازار، حتی تو خانواده خودمون، مثلا میخوایم حرف بزنیم فقط به خاطر اینکه اون لحظه ها رو پر کنیم. اگه که بشینیم ساکت باشیم، نروس میشیم که نکنه که چرا این کار رو کردیم. بعد فکر کنم که اون این کار رو وقتی که این کار میکنیم unconscious
ناآگاه،
یه دفعه ناآگاه میشیم، دوباره برمیگردیم به عادت های قدیم.
Would you please read it one more time?
Of course. Don't be helpless and weak. The divinity you have is the core of your being, you ignore. At the same time, you seek it in others. That is the tragedy. You insult yourself by feeling helpless, weak, and inferior. Cowardice and self-condemnation, these do not become a spark of the divine flame. Your truth, or satya, can be discovered by you by a little exercise of true wisdom.
So to my opinion, it's not talking about good and bad and everyday activity. He's saying that your life is an external life. Turn it to the internal life. Find the ways and the method or the
practices,
fashion where it takes you inwardly, and in order to not condemn yourself, you need to know yourself. And by saying that I overlooked my good and I'm condemning the bad, it only shows that we haven't known ourselves yet. So he is not talking about personality as I see it. And if you listen carefully to what he's saying, he said, find the satyam within you. Do not waste your time with the outside world. Bring it into yourself and find that satyam which puts the end to condemnation. So we are not, he's not saying condemnation you shouldn't do, which he does say, but he immediately say how not to condemn yourself is by going to the source of satya and find that which is truth. So that makes this code much deeper and much more interesting to follow. So will you please read it again? This time let's look at not the personality of who we are and what we do and what we don't do, but listen really carefully what he's saying. He's saying, do not go after it in the bazaar. Why?
ساتیا میگه که به نظر من این در مورد خوبی یا بدی زندگی روزمره صحبت نمیکنه. میگه که زندگی بیرونه و یه جوری باید تو یه متدی رو پیدا کنی که این زندگی رو بچرخونی به زندگی درون، که خودت توجهت بچرخه به درون.
Can I say it myself?
Please.
چیزی که می‌خواستم بگم اینه که بابا میگه ساتیا حقیقت و همین نکته خیلی مهمه تو این کد که میگه وقتتو صرف چیزای دیگه نکن و خودتو کندم بکنی، نمیدونم بیرون دنبالش بگردی، برو سورس ستیامتو پیدا کن، که با پیدا کردنش احساس گناه کردن دیگه اصلا معنی نداره. معنی نداره. Now go ahead and read it one more time in English and then شما هم به فارسی بخونیم با این.
The divinity you have as the core of your being, you ignore. At the same time,
the divinity you have in the core of your being, you ignore.
At the same time, you seek it in others. That is the tragedy. Mm-hmm. You insult yourself by feeling helpless, weak, and inferior.
Why? Because you... The only reason we do that because we haven't known ourselves. Mm. Once we know ourselves, there is no question of condemnation. Does God condemn itself? He's saying you're God. Find it out. Otherwise, we'll be shopping.
Cowardice and self-condemnation. These do not become a spark of the divine flame. Your truth or satya can be discovered by you by a little exercise of true wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Satya میگه که چرا؟
Otherwise, I'm going to answer yours because it was so honest and so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you condemn yourself for condemning yourself. Mm-hmm. There is no end to it. As we all do. And our praise of ourselves is very short-lived. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we haven't found the source of all praise. You know? And by coming to Sai Center, by your devotion, by your family background, each of us, is beautiful, because that is the foundation of us going the way Baba wants us.
ساتیا میگه چرا خودمون رو سرزنش میکنیم؟ چون خودمون رو نمیشناسیم. خدا که خودش رو سرزنش نمیکنه. بابا داره میگه شما همه خدایین. برو پیداش کن. برو
درکش کن.
اگه تا این کارو نکردی داریم توی بازار میچرخی. میخری. دنبال خریدی. بعد به جواب سرینیا گفت که چون حرفت خیلی با خلوص نیت و ساده بود، اگه این کارو نکنی بعد خودتو سرزنش میکنی، برای سرزنش کردن خودت تمومی نداره. خوبی خودت دیدن خیلی دورانش کوتاست. چرا؟ چون هنوز منبع خوبی رو پیدا نکردی، ندیدیمش. این وفاداری که داری، این سرسپردگی، این عشق، این فامیلی که داشتی،
همه بهت کمک میکنن که به اونجایی که میخوای برسی. Thank you.
Satyam Jun, thank you. So when Baba is talking about weak, inferior, cowardice, condemnation, all of that he's saying is outside. And the answer is inside.
It's outside because it's not you. Your shoes is outside of the door. Your clothing is not part of you. And it doesn't feel good because it's not... If it felt good, you got it made. If it doesn't feel good, then it's not you.
ساتیا میگه که همه اینا بیرون از خودته.
همه اینا چه؟
این سرزنش کردن، ترس، احساس کوچیک بودن.
حقارت.
بیرون از شماست. مثل لباس، مثل کفش.
بیرون از شما یعنی شما نیستین.
شما نیستین.
ساده.
اگه شما بودین
احساس خوبی داشت.
اگه احساس بدی دارم تو حقیقی نیستی. طبیعتت نیست.
So the answer is not to fix these things.
Yes, you can. Yeah, please.
I'm sorry.
No.
The comment was is that the truth is the true wisdom, okay? And the rest isn't. So the question now becomes is how do we experience that true wisdom and bind it in ourselves so that we see the divinity in us. The divinity in us is not weak and poor, won't condemn anything else. So now the question becomes how do we experience that true wisdom? Do any of Satchin's teachings help you to experience that true wisdom, and how?
It's so clear in the first sentence of Baba. He says, you're not what you take yourself to be. And whichever way you guys, each one of us, think that we can accomplish that, that would be our way, right? Mm-hmm. It's not one way. For me, it was to go beyond the mind, but to each person is different. That was my practice. That is my practice.
ساتیا میگه که در این هم جمله اول بابا میگه که اون که فکر میکنی، اون چی که فکر میکنی هستی نیستی. هر جوری که میتونی خودتو به این درک برسونی، متد همونه. برای من این بود که ماهورای ذهن برم. متد من بود.
When the mind stops completely and totally, do you have a better chance of experiencing that which you really are?
Richard میگه وقتی که ذهن خاموش میشه یا استاپ میکنی، آیا امکان بیشتری داری که خود حقیقی تو تجربه کنی؟ So anything that doesn't feel good is outside of us, is not us. Anything.
not feeling good to our senses or our mind, feeling good to our, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just my opinion, you guys mm-hmm. talk. Even remembering this quote, and it brings happiness. You know, just reading it, it makes us happy. Oh my God, I'm not weak, I'm God. That's such a joy brings.
No? Yeah, and that's what I was saying, like, the opposite of that, everything that feels so good, that has to do with the path, or some, that's why that feels so good, because of...
It goes to your nature.
Yeah.
ساتیا میگه حتی یادآوری این کوت برمون شادی میاره. من ضعیف نیستم، من خودم. شادی میاره. Thank you,
Satyam. Yes, thank you,
Satyam. Just the opinion.
We love your opinion.
Om Jai Jagadish Hare Swami Satya.